If you have a mobile phone, you may have noticed a missed call from an unknown international number. The Deputy Chief of the Australian Consumer and Competition Commission, Delia Rickard, says the ACCC has seen a dramatic increase in scam phone calls from international numbers.
Australian phones are being flooded at the moment with what we call Wangiri scams. And this is where you get a call from an overseas number, they ring once, hang up, and what they want you to do is to call them back.
If the call is returned, the scammers try to keep people on the phone for as long as possible. Technology expert Valens Quinn says they might play music, read a horoscope, or simply put people on hold.
Well, it's just like a 1-300 number type of thing. So you get charged for the call, and the longer the call is, the more you get charged. And the scammers can basically set the cost per minute.
The ACCC has received 190 complaints about this kind of fraud since January. But they say people don't always report it, so the actual numbers could be much higher. Australians who've experienced them are not hard to find.
Well, I think we all have, haven't we, at some point or another? So yes, definitely.
You always get them?
Yes, quite frequently, every few weeks.
Yeah, sometimes I get for events or something, and they ask me, would you like to do a survey?
I've got like so many people calling me and they don't answer.
The ACCC's Delia Rickard believes migrants are more likely to get scammed.
If you know people in the country that's they're calling from, particularly if it's your home country and you've got family there, you're definitely going to be more at risk because you're going to look at that and hope that it's someone you know, you're waiting to hear from and call back. So, yeah, I do think people from cult backgrounds are more at risk of this just because they're likely to have more overseas connections.
So are telephone companies doing anything to curb the problem? In an article on their website, Telstra warns customers against answering unknown international calls and suggests blocking unwanted numbers. Optus encourages customers to report incidents to the ACCC's Scam Watch. And while Vodafone says they actively block known scam numbers, they say there are limits to how much phone companies can do. Vodafone says monitoring and blocking is ongoing because, unfortunately, as soon as one number is blocked, the fraudsters can switch to a different number. But advice for consumers is pretty simple, says Valens Quinn.
Well, it happened to me the other week, actually. I got a call from Cuba. I know I don't know anybody from Cuba, so I didn't answer it, which is what you should not do. Don't answer the phone. And really, I think it just depends on whether you know someone in that country. Most likely, you probably don't, so just don't answer.